Good morning, Mechatzim Chayal Mechel Shabbos. Morning, Chal Tazayin, and we did the Simen Gimel. We talked about the condition of Samach Lasuda. We pointed out it doesn't have to be immediately before you're eating it, as long as it's done for the usage of that upcoming meal. Everything in the meal is going to be much to do prior to the meal. So does this approximate? We're discussing things other than food. For example, we mentioned already that burr presupposes a teruvus. And teruvus is based on multiple factors, the amount of items, the proximity of the items, the distinctiveness of the items, the size of the items, etc. So you could have a situation where items are very large, but if they're very close, number one, and they're not so distinct, number two, so the combination of being close and not distinct is going to be problematic and create a situation where you're dealing with a borrow situation. So one example of this is Svarim. So a person goes to the shelf and take a safer off. Sometimes you have this nice, clear, bright binding with the name of the safer on it. It's not really in a terubis with the rest of the Svarim. Mm-hmm. It's there on the shelf all of the Svarim. It's clear, it's distinct. It doesn't look like it's... it's clear that it's different than the rest of the Svarim. So there's no burr involved. But sometimes it's an older safer, or the what's written on the spine of the safer is worn out. It's not such a bright safer. And it's a little bit... They are somewhat in a mumble-jumble. So there's going to be a burr issue in removing that safer. We know burr applies not only to food, but also to kelim. It applies to cutlery. It applies to plates. A person's going to get a plate. So... many times the plates, because of the fact that they're large, you have large plates and small plates and bread plates, you know, and etc. You don't confuse them; they're clear and distinct. But sometimes, if you pile them in such a way that there's somewhat of a person who's in a big rush, just pile them up, large, small, 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 large, it's confusing. There is an element of terubis there, so you can only take out what you need for immediate use. So I want to go to the shelf and take a few swarm off the shelf, and there's a burr problem with these swarm. So you know what, I'm going to sing that learn for an hour. I'm doing a little bit of Chumash, a little bit of Mishnayos, a little bit of Gemara. So I'll go get the Mishnayos now, and the Chumash now, and the Gemara now. So is that mutter? You're taking the Chumash to learn first. That's for immediate use. So you're allowed to be burr, the good from the bad, the Chumash being the good, the other swarm being, in this sense, being the non-desirable items. And you're going to be using it for immediate use, taking it by hand. Everything is wonderful. But can you take the Mishnayos now? You know, the moving the Mishnayos until 20 minutes from now. So do we look at your Seder of learning as one long unit, and therefore it is valid to say that this is Samach L'Suda, or do we look at each act of learning as a separate, distinct, separate act? And this is actually a discussion amongst the Poskim, and they're both answers are given amongst the Poskim. Some Poskim say that a person sitting that learned a Seder, he can do that. Some disagree. Some say if you're discussing a sermon, you need for the topic that you're learning going through your sugya, and you need a Gemara, and you need a Rambam, and you need a Ben Yeshua, and you need a Kreger, and you need a Shita Gubetzis. So that's all part of the you're learning one thing, you need multiple swarm to learn. That's like all of the utensils for the same meal. This is like different meals, which you happen to be doing in close proximity, because the learning of the Mishnayos has no shaykhus to the learning of the Chumash, etc. So a person should should discuss this with their Rav in regards to what is mutter in that situation. I mean, Bezat Shem, we will go on to the next Simon and the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.